Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are exciting times at Exploration Place, Wichita's Science Museum. President Adam Smith tells KNSS News, the museum has just completed its best year ever, with attendance topping 400,000 for the first time. Exploration Place is the second most attended visitor attraction in Kansas, behind the Sedgwick County Zoo.
We are equal to and marginally beating Science City in Kansas City, which is a great museum. And they've got three or four times the population base to draw from as Exploration Place.
Adam Smith is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024. Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. There's a podcast on our website, knssradio.com. A proposal in Iowa's capital city to cut back on the number of birds people can raise in their backyards has led to a chicken parade in protest. Residents who've had their feathers ruffled carried some of their chickens with them Monday from the Iowa State House to City Hall. Organizers Ed and Mary Burns Fallon hatched the protest over a proposed ban on roosters and a proposed cut in the number of birds allowed from 30 to 12. They argue that their flocks feed families.
Well, that's true.
Good argument, I guess. Now, according to a new poll,
mm-hmm,
the average American needs 5 lazy days a month to feel rested and relaxed. That's 60 per year and a little more than 1 a week. Obviously, lazy days don't usually happen on their own, so 21% plan their lazy days in advance. And 11% actually put them on their calendar. Put it right on your calendar, a lazy day. So, question is, what is a lazy day, right? And here's how people in the poll shaped it, okay? 3 hours for doing absolutely nothing. 3 hours for just sitting and enjoying your living space. 3 hours for watching movies and TV. 2 hours in bed. 2 hours napping. 2 hours scrolling on your phone. 1 hour eating. 1 hour reading. 1 hour listening to an audiobook or podcast. And 1 hour for dreading the next day. There you go. You got a lazy day schedule, Ted? Yeah, just some of the inactivities.
Spending a whole hour dreading the next day? That's a waste of time.
Yeah.
That is a little more scheduled and structured than a lazy day should be.
Yeah, lazy days shouldn't be structured.
Yeah.
For
working people, it's usually called a weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of sit in a chair for a while. Sometimes you just got to do that. Just
for a lot of working people, it's the weekend plus the whole day before the weekend, kind of getting ready for it.
Just decompress. Yeah.
Slacking. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm going to have a half lazy day today, right?
Well, you know when it gets to be about 12:30 p.m. in this building on a Friday and I'm the only person in the building?
It seems
like everybody else has already begun their weekend. Why am I still here?
And you lean out the door and you shout, hello, hello.
Yeah, and nothing. Yeah. There's nobody here except me and the guy over at Sports.
There you go.
Guy over at Bob and Jeff. Max.
Okay.
Me and Max are like the only two people in the entire building as of about 12:30 p.m. on a Friday.
Yeah.
You can't blame me for that, though. My shift is over by then.
Nobody's to blame.
No, it's just the way it is.
It's a fact of life.
Yeah, Max usually comes in here on a Friday about 12:30 and goes, where is everybody? I was like, well, I guess everybody has started their weekend except for you and me.
They're gone. But here we are on a Friday morning at 6:17. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. Ted.
And we do have Chiefs football tomorrow.
Yeah.
As we get into football season here, the Kansas City Chiefs play their preseason opener tomorrow evening, heading to Florida to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's the only road game of the preseason for the Chiefs. And if you care about there is an actual line on this game, yeah, the Chiefs are a 1.5-point underdog heading to Jacksonville. It's expected to be the highest-scoring preseason game this week. Yeah, they put a line on preseason games for some reason.
Oh, because we probably won't play our quarterback more than 4 seconds.
The Coach Reed says the starters are going to play in the first quarter.
Oh, well, yeah, at least that then, yeah.
First preseason meeting between Jacksonville and the Chiefs in 23 years. Ooh. All right, so, and of course, you know, you got to evaluate your players. He's got, what, 91 guys in training camp right now, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid says, yeah, there will be some tough cuts ahead. Audio from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, we tell the guys, make it as hard as you can on us when it comes to that time. Not everybody's going to make the team, but make it tough on us. And so they've got time to do that. With this schedule, that's one of the benefits. They have time to do that. Show us what you got. And they will be tough cuts.
Show us
so
what you got.
From 90, somehow, what do they get down to? 45 or something?
No, you end up like at 53 or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
But a lot of guys are going to get the bad news.
Oh, yeah.
You were saying yesterday that Mitch was saying, Coach likes to take those guys and say, hey, can I find someplace else
likes
for you?
Likes to showcase them, and maybe they can find a place somewhere else.
That's nice.
All right, live coverage of Chiefs football begins at 5 p.m. tomorrow. Game will kick off at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, and that's right here on your Wichita radio, home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mitch Holtis will have the call of the game. And, of course, speaking of Mitch, we'll be live with Mitch Holtis with a game preview and training camp report 2 hours from now at 8:15 this morning, as we do every day here during the month of August, right here with Steve and Ted. Mitch in 2 hours. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals, after a day off, continue their homestand. They are home against the St. Louis Cardinals for a brief two-game series. They play tonight. They play tomorrow night. It's an off day on Sunday, a very rare off day on Sunday. Royals-Cardinals, listen to those two games on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Both teams are trying to get to the playoffs. The Royals have a 1.5-game lead over the Boston Red Sox in the American League for a playoff spot. Cardinals are still 2.5 games behind the New York Mets for a wild card spot in the National League. So meaningful games for the Royals and the Cardinals tonight and tomorrow night. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge losing 2-1 at Corpus Christi at Whataburger Field last night. The Corpus won it with a run in the bottom of the ninth. How did that winning run get on base, Steve McIntosh?
Walk.
A leadoff walk. Wichita had won 5 road games in a row, but that streak got snapped last night. Wichita will be in Corpus Christi for the rest of the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, to finish out a week on the road. Racing at 81 Speedway tomorrow night. It's the Revival Late Model Series and weekly points racing. You got racing at 81 Speedway on the dirt track on North Broadway in Park City tomorrow night. Tara Davis Woodhull from the United States won the gold medal in the women's long jump in Paris. In excess of 23 feet for that long jump. And she's got an interesting note locally. She is recently hired as an assistant coach for track and field at Kansas State.
Oh, how about
that? K-State's got a gold medalist on their coaching staff.
I saw a video of that jump, and she was excited.
Oh yeah. Man. She's pretty interesting character. Yeah. In fact, she's got more than 1 million followers on Instagram and TikTok.
How about that?
Now she's an assistant coach at K-State, and she's got a gold medal in her pocket. Pretty good for Tara Davis Woodhull from the United States. And a happy birthday today to former baseball catcher Steve Swisher, 73 years old today. Played for the Wichita Arrows in 1974 and 1975. And then he became a National League All-Star with the Chicago Cubs in 1976. Steve Swisher. One ESPN pundit named him one of the 5 worst All-Stars of all time. And it might be hard to argue. The guy played for 9 years in the big leagues. Not really a kind of all-star caliber, but
he was there.
He made the all-star team in 76.
Yeah.
Somebody had to go from the Cubs that year. It's former Arrows catcher Steve Swisher. It's his birthday. He's 73 today. How would you like to go see the Wichita Wind Surge play in style? Well, it's a great prize package from Homeland Construction Services. It's valued at $175. You get your own table for 4 on the concourse. You get to eat free food and drink upstairs.
It's a good buffet.
Which is just insane. Yeah. And you get to park in the Maple Street lot right by the door. right by the front door of the stadium. So you get free parking for four, free food and drink for four, your own table for four on the concourse. And it's all free from Homeland Construction Services. How might you win this contest?
Yes,
well, here's
how.
What you do.
How?
You go to our webpage, knssradio.com. Click on Contest. Then you click on the Wind Surge Loge Box Contest link. Fill out the entry form and hit submit.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So if I do that right now, I can possibly win, huh?
Well, I think you're as a company employee.
Oh, yeah, probably
you
not.
Probably are ineligible, but if you were not, you would be. You would be in there. It's very easy. Just do that, and maybe you'll win that great prize package to go see the Wind Surge on select weeknight games throughout the rest of the season. Oh, it's a great prize package, and thanks to the folks at Homeland Construction Services.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Eat real food.
Okay.
The Doctor is coming up right here on KNSS.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.